Architecture Foundation roof. That might be...
This is Cami Young, and I am 56 years old. Today is April 27th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my family, the Kellers. They're my Aunt Susie and Uncle Peter, and my cousin Chris, and Cynthia, and her husband Jim. And we're recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. So the first question is, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them? Cynthia, you want to try that one?
I'll kind of flip it around because I think first comes to mind is who I learned from and ways I learned. So, you know, my primary teachers were obviously my parents, and they were very important, vital forces in my life from the beginning, both my mom and my dad in very different ways. Sort of traditional, mom was very nurturing, and dad was very nurturing also and loving, but had a little bit of a heavier hand. But, not a heavier hand, just more authoritative. And so I would say that the lesson that comes to mind, and one that I tell my kids about now, and nieces and nephews too, is that, you know, your friends, you have wonderful friends, and that's important, and people kind of come and go, but your family is absolutely central, and that is where to, in, you know, place your trust in your friends, you know, not to take anything away from friends, and that's so important, whatever, but on those bad days, who do you turn to, and who, where's the support? And it's probably going to be your family and maybe, you know, immediate family, and what a wonderful resource that is. So I learned that certainly from my parents. I was a reader, and I now look back and think about some of the things that I read, and I think those were really, really impactful for me. It was sort of historical fiction-y kinds of books that I remember, Anne of Green Gables, mm-hmm. and maybe a Little House on the Prairie, but Anne of Green Gables was really impactful for me, and those books were a little treacly, a little, you know, everything, there was some sadness, but generally people supported each other, and it worked out nicely in the end, and happy endings and whatever, but in those books, people were essentially very good and upright and made the right decisions, and there was a high community level, you know, people were really reliant on their communities, and their communities worked well, generally. And I loved those books, and I still kind of default to sometimes to books like that, but anyway, those are the two things, certainly my parents and my siblings, and then, you know, maybe some really good books that I read.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to hear about. And I wonder about the same thing with you, Uncle Peter. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
Well, I think I have to echo some of the things she said. And, of course, I grew up in the war, and I remember the war. And that has had an impact on my life. And I think family, I agree, family is the most important thing. And not only your immediate family, but your extended family too, like you guys coming here and my family in Germany. So I'm getting a little sentimental here, so.
That's a good thing.
How about you, Aunt Susie?
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
She hasn't learned anything before.
If you want to pass, that's all right.
I'll pass for right now.
Yeah.
Love you.
I'm not part of the family.
Yes, you are.
I'm too young to learn anything.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, no. What have I learned? What was the question? What did you learn?
Yeah, you have to hold.
What were the impacts? What were there? Who impacted it? Or how did you...
Oh, okay. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? How do you learn them? How did I learn them?
What do you try to teach the kids? What do you...
Well, I guess I don't know how I learned it, but I think one of the most important lessons I've learned in life is to work hard.
Mm.
And I don't know that I've successfully shared that with the children.
You work hard.
Right, and that could have had a negative impact on the way they perceive work, but I think that's an important thing. Whatever you do in life, whether it's your actual work or your family or your hobbies, to not do it poorly, right?
Yeah.
To put some effort into it and to do it well and to try hard and be proud of what you do, which I see lacking in a lot of cases. So
harsh critic.
Maybe I am. Maybe that's just a harsh critic. Another important lesson I've learned is that people shouldn't take things as seriously as they do.
Mm, nice.
Right? Otherwise you just are full of anxiety and concern for things that really you just shouldn't care about. I always like the story. My dad has a story about how my mom and he would go shopping for something for the house. And one example he gave was they had to buy a new set of dishes. And for my mom, this was now a very important thing. She had to get the right dishes. And so she would go to one store after the other, look at different colors, different patterns. And my dad was just like, whatever, I don't care, you just take care of it. But for her, she wanted him to buy into it as well, to really care about, to really focus his attention on it. And he just didn't care about it at all. And he said, you go pick three things and I'll come, you three things that you'd be happy with, and I'll tell you which one I like, and that'll be the one we'll use. And so that's what they did. And he told me the story later, and he just said, you know what, the reality is, it's just not something I should spend any energy on. It's not something I should care about.
Yeah.
And there are so many better things to care about than the color fabric or the type of pattern you have on your plate. And she's put so much energy into that that could have been better spent doing something else. And I think I learned a lot from that, too. Now, it could just be that he just truly didn't care, but I think I learned a lot from that perspective that he had. Focus on things that are important and not those that aren't. That's what comes to mind.
Cool.
A little different from...
I think I'm ready now.
Okay.
So just start.
It doesn't have any video, it's just all audio.
Good. Okay. Because this angle is no good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Well, I too, of course, learned most from my parents, I'm sure. That was my orientation for all my childhood growing up, and they were both strong personalities. And I picked up on it all. And even today, I sometimes think that, oh my gosh, that sounds just like my mother.
Yeah.
I've turned into my mother. Actually, my role in life has been a lot like my mother's. We were stay-at-home people, did a lot of volunteerism, a lot of entertaining and that. But as far as what I learned, I don't think I learned this from them, but must have been from books, that happiness has to come from within. No one can buy it for you, or you can't buy it, or you can't earn it, really, or deserve it sometimes. But you can find it inside. Of course, I've had a very easy, privileged life, so it's been easy for me to find happiness, and I realize that that isn't true of everybody, but that was one thing, but I've also always had a need to work hard, even though I wasn't ever drawing a paycheck. I wanted whatever I did to be the best I could do, and I thought about that a lot, gave a lot of thought to what different things I've done, try to make them the best. I want my life to count. I think everybody does, really. even though there haven't been many demands put on me, I've still wanted to live in such a way that it made a difference for somebody, probably just for me, but anyway. Life is so great, and I've had such wonderful things in my life that I'm very grateful for everything. I'm sure I've learned a lot a lot from books. I read a lot, so I've my impressions, my attitudes, my philosophy, and all come mostly from books.
Nice. Chris, you and Dre?
I guess the one thing I would add to what everybody else said is that growing up in the Midwest in a small town, I think you do absorb a lot of good values. And I think either from the people I grew up with or parents or family, it was the influences were around modesty, kind of humility, and just a healthy recognition of everyone's imperfections. So that's what I'll add. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
You too, George.
Well, like others have said, my parents were certainly the source of most that I've learned, both good and bad, probably. I think the two things I think of most that I learned, I think equally from both of my parents. Number one is not to take life too seriously, like Jim said. I think of that quote that is, blessed are we who can laugh at ourselves, for we will be entertained forever. It's kind of one of my mottos. And the other is, and I'm fortunate, so fortunate in this, to know that I'm loved. I think that's kind of the most important thing of all. And I've also learned an awful lot and continue to every day from my partner, Cammie, who's the most passionate, committed to her ideals person I've ever known. And she's my hero. So.
Pick your partner
well. Right? Okay. So the only thing I guess that comes to mind for me to add from my experience are kind of two sides of maybe the same coin. One is that it is all about love, whether we call that love of family or the people that become our family or the ones that are just given to us to love, that it's all about love. And I think the lesson I learned most from my mom was that she used to say all the time to us, I may not love you perfectly, but I always love you unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And that the more we can give up our expectations of loving perfectly or being loved perfectly, the better off we'll be. And that the more we can just learn to love each other unconditionally, the better off we'll be. And then the other side of that is that because I had a lot of changes growing up, I think I learned to recognize goodness in a lot of diversity and, you know, all different people and all different places, because I didn't grow up like you all kind of in one Midwestern town. I kind of grew up all over the place and with different people and circumstances. And so I think I grew to appreciate that we often will be best at learning to love each other when we appreciate all the differences that people have. I also, though, will say it helped me to want to live a life that had more stability. So I've been grateful that while we had some changes, that we were able to have our children to grow up with knowing a lot of people over long periods of time. And that's been helpful. And so the other question, let's just do one more question.
Well, I do have to get going. I've got to grow this.
So I think we'll just do one more quick question to pass around. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now. So let's see, Cynthia, that would be, for instance, your eldest, James. grandchildren. This would be Jane's grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Listening to this years from now, or John's or Charlotte's. Mm-hmm. Is there any wisdom you want them? You want to pass on to them? What is it you would want them to know?
Yeah, I think enjoy the here and now. Enjoy the small moments, the present. I think that it's so easy to always be looking forward. When I'm 20 or when I'm 40 or when I have a home or when something is achieved or accomplished, that'll be when I'm happy or when I've arrived or whatever it might be. And I don't know. I just don't think that's a way to spend a life. Enjoy the here and now. And because all those moments are wonderful. And keep track of them. Write them down. You'll think you'll remember it, and you will not. So my recommendation is enjoy the now, but do keep notes because they'll be fun to read later.
So what would you want to say to Jane, to any of your great-great-grandchildren,
great-great-grandchildren. I'll pass on some of the same family traditions we have had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Work toward peace in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a time when there's really no war anywhere. And be happy, seek happiness. And have some religion too. I think that's very important. I think that's what kept us together. So I think that's very important.
What are some of your family traditions that you would want your great great grandchildren to keep?
Well, the way we celebrate Christmas, for example, getting together, singing Christmas songs. The way we celebrate birthdays, big celebrations around the table. Hiking, I think, nature, the love of nature, because that's free when you think about it. You don't have to pay for it, and so many people don't take advantage of it. So I think love of nature, love of God, that's what I would mention.
Cool. That's good. Any come to mind for you, Jim, that you want to? Mm-hmm.
Well, if I have great-great-grandchildren, right? That's way down the line. What comes to mind? Yeah, wisdom. Well, I guess I have two wisdoms. One, and that's all I have. one is to be very organized in life, in whatever ways that is. Spending below your means, planning, knowing what you're going to do in life. And the other would be the other side of that, which is to find times just to do things that are disorganized. Just take a hike in the wood, just take a hike in the mountains and just free your mind from all the things that you are doing to keep your life in an organized fashion, which I think we need that balance. So I suppose those are the two.
The yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang. Those are my two bits of wisdom in life, and I think you might be next.
I would like to encourage my progeny to discover music, the wonderful joys of music, and hopefully to play an instrument or sing, because it does add just a whole dimension to life that you can enjoy for all of your days. And the other thing would be to be pretty contented with what you have and not always be striving too hard. But the other thing I would like to encourage you is to write things down. Maybe keep a journal or a diary, because it really helps you to understand your life, and it's just enjoyable. You forget so much, and you can derive a lot of joy from going back and reading over what happened 60, 70 years ago in my case. Mm. That's all.
This, of course, from the author of a book.
Yeah. She's starting a new one.
All right. The wisdom I would want my great-grandchildren to know is to be careful in a good way about the people with whom you surround yourselves, people who you can trust and respect, and people who trust and respect you. Ideally, to find a partner, a spouse in life who brings you the joy that I've received.
So I guess so many good things you all have already said. The things I think of to add are, I know I don't nearly laugh enough, and I'm grateful that George has always been the one that makes me laugh more in life, and that even if you're laughing through tears, the laughing makes makes all the difference in the world. So to laugh more would always be one thing. It's a kind of music making, I think, like you said, Aunt Susie, like singing or playing an instrument. Laughing is something you can do for free anywhere, wherever you are, that makes even difficult things easier to live with. And the other thing that I think about is one of my mottos that I would want my great-great-grandchildren to remember is that everything is always better together. Don't ever try to handle it, life or anything in life alone. That whoever or wherever you can find somebody to be a part of your life, whether it's work or a counselor or whatever the things are, partner in life or family or children, that life will always be better when it's lived together, that we are social sapiens or animals. We were made to be in community with each other, and that when we think we can go it alone is when we usually get ourselves into trouble. So don't try to do it alone, and laugh more would be the two things that come to mind for me to pass on. So I'll just say thank you so much to all of my family, to you all, for making this recording with us today to pass on to the StoryCorps collection. And I love you all.
I love you too.
We love you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
It really added a lot of
depth. So is that stored on your app?
No, it's stored in the National Archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's a huge StoryCorps.